Welcome to another edition of Garden Talk. Hi, I'm Larry Mueller. Happy to have you along today because this is one of the fun programs of the year that we do every single year. We talk about gift giving. Gift giving can be a lot of fun, especially when you find just the right item for a special person. And lucky for you, we have a couple of people on across the table from me right now who know an awful lot about gifts, especially gifts for gardeners at this time of the year. Astrid Neuenhaus. Astrid, she's a senior scientist, by the way, in the Environmental Resources Center and the Department of Biosystems Engineering. And it's great to see you again.
Hi, Larry. Thanks so much. Nice being here.
And Astrid's sister, Sonia, is an eco-entrepreneur. I love that title.
Thank you.
And you founded Madison Environmental Group, and you're currently president of Neuenhaus LLC.
Yeah, and I just sold Community Car to Zipcar, so life is good.
Life has got to be really good, and you guys have put together an amazing list.
There's so much we could talk about, Larry.
There are so many gifts we can talk about. If you have a gardener on the list, or somebody who's environmentally conscious, these are gifts that you are going to love. We'll be posting, by the way, a lot of this up on our, maybe all of it up on our, Cheyenne, are we going to post it all on our Facebook? Cheyenne says, of course we are. What do you think? We'll put it all up on our Facebook page. She's going to be doing an article, too. And we already have some photos of some of the items that we will be discussing today. You may have a gardener gift idea, and if you do, I hope you'll call in with it at 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org, or you can post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. We'd certainly love to hear from you. And or maybe you have a question. Give us, say, I've got this person who likes this or that. What do you think? And Astrid and Sonia will have an answer. Won't you?
Of course.
Of course you will. Well, I tell you what. This is such an amazing list. It's... I like it because it's gardening, but it's sustainable, green and sustainable in so many ways.
Yeah, we like to step lightly on the earth and just at this, especially at this time of year, celebrate nature and just help each other and enjoy the bounty and the beauty of nature.
And this list, you put together this list, and it's gifts under $10.
Yeah, we have categories.
Yeah, categories, gifts under $10, gifts from...
10 to 25.
And okay.
Gifts from 25 to 50, and it goes all the way up to gifts over 100. And then we have a section on guides, books, and magazines. And then finally, we have sections on gifts of classes, of time, and homemade gifts.
I tell you,
it's four pages.
it's a lot, and it's a lot of fun to go through it. And I don't even know. Maybe we start. What about homemade gifts? What kinds of ideas do you have for homemade gifts? And you've got some really nice ones. I wish we had. Well, we could. I should have Cheyenne run in here and take some photos.
We took a picture. She has some.
Oh, she's got this one up.
She might post them up later.
Okay.
Well, my son made this. It's in class. So in his third grade class, Adisu made what's called cowboy cookies in a jar.
Mm-hmm.
And then they sold. So what it is, if you can picture dry ingredients in a mason jar, and all you have to do then is add butter, organic butter, of course, an egg, and vanilla. And then they sold it as a fundraiser for $10 each, and then they are donating all the money to Heifer International.
Oh, wait, what a great idea. Kit.
Yeah, so if you have kids at home and you'd like them to make presents for neighbors or family members, it's a really easy activity. And, you can't see this here on the radio, but, put some nice fabric where the mason jar lid is
where the lid is, yes.
And then the recipe. So I thought that was really clever of the third grade class in Viroqua.
Was it third grade, you say?
Yeah.
Oh, and they did a nice job. The various layers.
Exactly. You see the oatmeal and the sugar and the cinnamon and the chocolate chips, and they sold them at their holiday concert yesterday.
Did they do well?
I don't know yet.
Well, I'll bet every parent bought one.
Exactly. And they were $10 each, so they must have raised quite a bit of money.
That is wonderful. Well, what else have you got?
Well, so then here's another thing. If you have a gardener or a friend in your life that has made you homemade knitted socks, and you loved them so much that you wore out the heel, but you can't bear to throw out that homemade sock. So my friend Gina made this sock for me. And what I did is where the hole was in the thumb, I just left that hole that had busted out, and I did a blanket stitch with yarn around that hole, and then I cut off the toe part, and I made a fingerless mitt.
There you go.
Yeah, so it's just so simple, and we will post a picture of this later on the Facebook page, or you can Google fingerless mitts out of old socks.
Super warm.
And it only took me 20 minutes to make one of these last night in bed.
You made one in 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, don't tell.
And it looks wonderful.
It's pretty cute.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. And do you have one more? You have one more thing?
Well, I have lots of things, but of homemade things.
Should I homemade things? Yeah.
Move into this
page? Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Astrid, tell us what you got.
So, Cecil, my brother-in-law, Sonia's husband, he's a maple sugar farmer, maple syrup. And I live in Madison, and it never dawned on me that I could tap maple trees right here in Madison. I asked him, well, if I just wanted to get into this just quick and easy, how would I do this? And so he provided me with this maple tap, a tree tap, which is $6.50. It's on our list. Very cheap item.
Okay.
And then a 7/16 drill bit. And I'm telling you all this because you could make a kit for someone.
Make it yourself.
So that they could tap a maple tree or two in their yard next March. And then this little piece of tubing and an ice cream pail, which I cut a hole in the lid of for the tubing. And my friend Sarah and I tapped an enormous sugar maple tree on her lot, her yard here in Madison. And what I figured out from Cecil is, you know, the 40-to-1 business that you have to boil down your sap to get syrup? That was very daunting to me. And you don't have to do that. You can just drink the sap, which here I'm giving you as a treat.
Well, I'll slug down a little slap.
And
it's like an energy drink.
Yes, it's like an energy drink. We added it to smoothies.
Well, that's good.
Delicious.
Yeah, I like that. So and you put it on with smoothies. I like that
We
idea.
Did try to boil down some of the sap to make syrup. And as you can see, as a first-time syrup
you
boiler.
Got a little crystals.
I went a little too far, and now we got maple sugar in here.
I know where you can buy some maple sugar.
Yeah.
But the whole process was so fun, and we just got in tune with our trees and with the climate, and fun and easy.
And for sure, there's no shortage of maple trees in Madison or across the whole state, so why not?
Why not?
You could have your old tap line. In Madison.
And for under $10, for just $7, you could buy the maple sugar instead of maple syrup, just as something different and light to carry, especially if you're traveling. So we have from maplevalley.coop, you can buy the maple sugar, you sprinkle it in your coffee or on your oatmeal. We just gave some to Larry.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
And Maple Valley's going to have a promo just for Larry's listeners called WPR Maple. And so you get 15% off on any order today. Or, you know, for the end of the year, I'm sure.
Oh, now do it again. Tell me once more. People are saying, wait a minute, what'd she say?
MapleValley.coop, not .com, co-op. And then you'll get 15% any order for the listeners. WPR Maple is the promo code.
Astrid Neuenhaus and Sonia Neuenhaus, our guests today. When I think maple syrup, I always go to Judith Sears Poisson, who really runs a trap line or a tap line.
It is a trap line because you get addicted.
throughout the city of Madison. And
I wish. And now I'm looking at this little setup.
Yeah, we'll
that
get you set up,
had.
Judith.
Doesn't
yeah.
that look great?
It looks great.
But Judith is with us, by the way. It was always great to see her. And she is with us, of course, to talk with you about how your financial support is so needed. It's the foundation for all the great discussions you enjoy on the Ideas Network. So I hope you'll make your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Judith, things are going pretty well.
They are going well. Last hour we heard from 30 listeners. Thank you so much for those pledges. But, you know, the way it goes, new hour, new goal. And our goal for this hour is 30 pledges. So these goals are set up to make sure that Wisconsin Public Radio has the money to pay for the programs you rely on. It's really that simple. So please help us make the goal with your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Every week we hear from different guest experts from one of your favorite pastimes, gardening. Some are horticulture professors who can provide a wide variety of general questions. Others specialize in lawns or trees or vegetables or native plants and a whole lot more.
And I have to say, this annual show with Astrid and Sonia is one of the favorite shows
all year. It really is. I hope you'll support this program with your vote right now, your pledge at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
You know, I really love that during this holiday season, you can support the radio that you love, that you count on, and you can also give something back to your own community. Your donation, of course, makes the programs you love possible, but you can also ask for food for $20 when you give $60 or food for $40 when you give $120.
These thank you gifts provide meals to people facing hunger in your area, too, through regional food banks. So you can do two good things with your gift to WPR. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
My name is Sue German. I live in Middleton, Wisconsin. I feel like I've got a real personal connection to Wisconsin Public Radio. I had a brother who passed away several years ago. He had some mental health issues, but he was an avid listener to Wisconsin Public Radio. Listening was a bright moment in his day. For that, I'm grateful. So great job. Thank you.
And thank you so much. If you've contributed already, that's wonderful. I really appreciate it. If you haven't, now is a great time to pledge at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson, asking for your support of WPR during this year-end membership drive. And, you know, maybe your gift is $10 a month or maybe it's $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
You know, I wish I was more organized and could remember exactly when I gave to WPR and other groups that I care about. I'm never quite sure when the last time I gave was. And so a great way to support WPR is actually by becoming a sustaining member, because it stays current all year round. As a sustainer, you make ongoing monthly donations right from your bank account or your credit card.
Many people give $10 or $15 or even $20 a month, but you choose whatever amount is right for you. You can become a sustainer right now. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
WPR is your radio station. You are the public in public radio. You come here for discussions about ideas. Maybe it's an interesting little nugget, or maybe it's something big that changes the way you look at everything around you.
Please give now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
Your whole day can be changed by something you hear. That's the power of great radio programs like this one right here on Wisconsin Public Radio. And that's the power of your support.
This year-end membership drive, it's your chance to be part of the radio service that you and thousands of other people rely on. You can make a difference right now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
Let's think about how Wisconsin Public Radio is a part of your day. Maybe it wakes you up in the morning. Maybe you listen to it on your commute or over lunch. I know a lot of people are listening to Larry over lunch or breakfast. It's your ride home after work. It keeps you company all throughout the day.
The beauty of public radio is that you get to decide how much to pay for the programs you enjoy. I know many first-timers start with $5 a month.
Your gift, combined with the donations from other listeners, adds up to WPR's single largest source of funding. That's really powerful. So please become our next new member right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're working, you can find out if your employer will match your donation. Many do. Pledge now, then ask your human resources department the next time you get a chance.
And also, I didn't know this before, Larry, even retired employees can sometimes qualify for employer matches. So that's something to think about as well. The important thing is to pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and then find out if your gift might be doubled.
You know, a $10 a month gift, think about that for a minute. That's about 30 cents a day. You probably spend a lot more than 30 cents a day on things you probably value less than Wisconsin Public Radio.
So spend a little right now, and you'll get so much in return. You can join, you can renew, you can make an extra gift. Any of those can be done right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And we have 27 more pledges to go in the next, I'd say 38 minutes or so. Your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. It really helps.
And Nathan from Marshfield says, I'm a 20-year-old UW student who's inspired to donate because I believe in the value of public goods and services. Wow.
Well, that's
20 years old. That's
fabulous.
I wonder if he's one of my
Nathan.
Students. Yeah, thanks.
Well, maybe.
Maybe he's one of my students. Thank you so much. why not join Nathan? If you've been listening and you haven't contributed yet, now would be a great time to do it during Garden Talk. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Next week on Garden Talk, we're going to be learning about vegetable farming and how to prolong the gardening season. That's next week. Right now, we're taking a look at gifts for gardeners and green livers with Astrid Neuenhaus from the University of Wisconsin-Madison and her sister Sonia, an eco-entrepreneur, president of Neuenhaus LLC. So it's always so much fun to have them come by and talk about gifts. They put together a wonderful gift list of gifts, and they start at under 10, but then they go from 10 to 25, I think, and 25 to 50, and so forth, up to over $100 per gift. You may have a question about a gift for someone. You may have an idea that you want to share with us. I hope you'll join in. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@WPR.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mehler Show. And Cheyenne's already posted the Maple Valley website up on our Facebook page with the discount code. So that's cool. And we just posted the fingerless mitten photo up on the Facebook page as well. So we've got that up there. So you can go to The Larry Mehler Show. That's the title of our Facebook page. And see those. And again, join in at 800-642-1234. And a Facebook question from Betty. I think it's a really good question. My mother had a stroke. Her left side isn't as strong as it used to be. What are your must-haves for physically challenged gardeners? And you've, I think, got several there.
There's a lot of ideas. And, of course, the best thing she already has is help from Betty.
Yes.
So we're super pleased about that. And I would look for things such as there's a pruners with a power gear. There are garden tools that are endorsed by the Arthritis Foundation. And one example is this set of hand pruners that's much easier to use, less strain on your wrist, and you can use it with less force because it has this gear called a power gear. There are also cultivators like trowels and hand cultivators that you can use that have a brace that fits over the wrist and over the lower part of the arm, that if you have very, very little hand strength, you can still use these. And
I love that idea, too.
There's also a wider, larger cover to the faucet that you can put on so that it's easier to turn the hose on and off, turn the water on and off. And Betty, if you would like to email me at astridn@wisc.edu, my email is on the list. Mm-hmm. If you have specific questions for what your mother would be interested in, like raised bed gardening, or is she an herb gardener, I'd be happy to give you specific ideas.
Oh, that's wonderful. And we are, and we will be posting this entire list up on our Facebook page as well. So you can go through that a little bit too, Betty. But Astrid, that's really nice of you to...
Oh, there's no reason to stop gardening if you
no!
have some challenges.
No, I mean, just being outside.
Yeah. You know,
that is in itself is a healing for
right.
for many people, myself included, just to be outside doing things like growing things. You know,
yeah.
why not?
It's so fun.
We have callers online. You can join in at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. You've got something. Sonia's holding up a bag.
It's a plant sack that I just discovered.
A plant sack?
So I discovered a new store in Madison, but other people that live around the state would also have garden stores. But this one's called Madison Greenhouse Store, and it's next to Lazy Jane's on the 1300 block of Williamson Street.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have so many great presents, and this is made, imagine... if you can picture this, large sacks from 1 gallon to 10 gallon cloth sacks for like container gardening, but easier to move.
And so the sack itself is like a pot for plants.
Yeah.
Right. And this is made out of recycled plastic bottles, and it's a lovely dark green.
It almost looks like a suede. It's made out of...
just recycled water bottles. And then I think I'm going to use this actually as a car... like a car basket. I'm not going to plant something in it, but the prices were so good. $1.75 for the smallest one, and then this large one, 10 gallons, was only like $5.75.
Oh, man!
Bought a small one to put, you know, like lunch in or just, you know, some things.
So you're supposed to plant
things. Oh, it's supposed to be for gardening. I forgot the show was a garden show. Well, you can go and get garden supplies. And I like that. And that's under $10, and they're super cute. And also, like, if somebody lives in an apartment and has a balcony, this would be a really great thing. Or that elderly person that maybe moved to an assisted living center and has a small space, you know, out on a deck.
Yes. You could also
that.
Put it, like, if you use a wheelchair, you could put these on some sort of raised support and
mm-hmm.
then plant into it and roll under it.
Yeah, and they're cute.
They're definitely cute. They're nice looking for sure. Rick in Madison has a comment for us. Hi, Rick. Thanks for calling.
Good morning. I just wanted to mention my wife loves to make use beeswax to make candles and lip balms and face cream as mm-hmm. Christmas gifts. It's fairly inexpensive, and she can really, you know, knock out quite a few lip balms with, you know, like chocolate and coconut in them.
That's
makes
fun.
A great gift, and people get to use them for quite a long time. And also, I have a neighbor that has urban chickens, and Clucka Chicken Store is always a great place to refer people for chicken-type gifts. And I have a quick story. I was out in the backyard recently. They had gotten a rooster in with their chickens, and that's a no-no for chickens. And I kind of liked it because it was kind of nice to hear the sound in the morning, and I asked him where the rooster was because I hadn't seen him lately, and he said, well, half of them is in the refrigerator. So the rooster went on to eat lunch.
To serve a greater good, I guess. Oh, that Rick, thank you so much. And Cluck the Chicken Store is one of our supporters here at Wisconsin Public Radio. So that's a great store to go to as well, and a good tip. We had a caller comment from Ed in Richland Center. He said, I've recently seen two operations tapping trees,
for maple syrup because of the warm weather we've had.
Oh, strange.
Isn't that weird? I didn't know that. You can join in, too, at 800-642-1234. Email us at talk@WPR.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Having a lot of fun with Astrid and Sonia Neuenhaus talking about gifts for gardeners and the green livers right here on the Ideas Network. I want to go back. Should we go to under $10?
Sure.
Again? You want to go to under $10?
I have another suggestion there.
Yeah.
Oh, and I do too.
Great.
Good.
So you know how mason jars and canning and all of that is so popular now?
Yeah.
Well, I found a new website a company started just a couple years ago called Eco Jars, ecojarz.com. And they're just some young people that were into canning and all of these things, and they decided to make and invent different types of lids for mason jars. So they have, you know, a way that you can easily drink from a mason jar lid. They sell stainless steel straws. They sell even a grater, a lid that's a grater.
Grater. I love that idea.
And then, you know, but getting back to the pledge drive, I just thought of something, Larry. If you give, we also have a book called Meals in a Jar. So mm-hmm. It's ideas of things you can give to people where you put a meal in a mason jar and you give that. But what about on the top of that lid on the mason jar where you can put your own message, you say, I've donated $10 in your name or $20 in your name to the garden show.
Oh,
and,
what a
to
nice
WPR.
Idea.
And so that way you could, if you normally give, you know, $20 present to your family mm-hmm. members, you could give them a $10 present that you make and you donate the extra $10
to Wisconsin
to
Radio.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. And the garden talk.
And then that way you're being more deliberate and you're showing it. You're not just saying I donated in your name. You know,
and
they're
getting
something.
And there's still something to open up.
Yeah,
yeah, and there's still something. Oh, I love that idea.
Yeah,
thank
so
you.
Let's get some folks doing that.
Yeah.
In the under $10 range for gifts, the Wisconsin Geological and Natural History Survey has a lot of really, really beautiful and fun things about Wisconsin and about rocks. For example, look at these gorgeous postcards. There's a postcard set, rock cards, and that's only a dollar for those beautiful postcards.
Oh, man, they are pretty. And they've got, there's a topographic map.
Yes, you can.
That I have. It's beautiful.
Hmm. You can get a topographic map of any spot in the state. And this
yeah.
is the real paper, you know.
Yep.
They
yep.
also have a gorgeous, gorgeous poster calendar,
mm-hmm.
which is $7.50. It's called Wisconsin's Waters this year. And it has a picture, a beautiful scenic picture, when you're standing on top of Ferry Bluff looking out at the Wisconsin River. And then it also has this historic map of the Driftless area.
So, they really do have some wonderful, wonderful things. And so we've got lots more we can talk about, certainly, with our two guests, Astrid and Sonia Neuenhaus. So much fun to talk about gifts. And I love Astrid's, I love Sonia's idea about a homemade gift where you say $10, here's this gift, and we've also put $10 in your name to Wisconsin Public Radio, which is a wonderful idea.
That's
Judith,
a great idea.
Isn't that a great idea? Judith Sears-Poisson back with us again, just to remind you that you are the single largest source of funding. That's listener support, by the way, you as a listener. That means that in this season of giving, your gift is so important. So I hope you'll take a few minutes right now to support the programs you count on with your year-end gift at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
And we're looking for 21 more pledges in the next 25 minutes to stay on track. Your support helps keep this station strong. It helps pay for the Larry Mueller Show. It helps pay for those weekly garden talk shows that you love. All of that with your gift and so much more on the Ideas Network and on our News and Classical Network as well. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've been enjoying the conversation today with Astrid and Sonia. This program is an example, I think, of the kind of the fun and interesting conversations that we have on this show.
Absolutely. Now take a few minutes to make this program and many more programs possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you and then make your pledge. For instance, Mary from Madison said, I'm retired, so I give less than I used to, but it sure feels good to know that I'm giving something. Well, it does feel great to give something, and you can find out how great it feels by making your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your donation supports the programs you rely on, and you can ask for the food for $20 when you give $5 a month, or the food for $40 when you give $100 a month. They're wonderful, aren't they?
I really, really enjoy that as a gift because, you know, it really is. We have so much stuff. I mean, most of us mm-hmm. really don't need more stuff, but it's so gratifying to support WPR and to support people in need in your community. It means that people who are facing hunger in your area will receive meals through regional food banks. It all starts with your gift right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
You enjoy listening to Wisconsin Public Radio, I think probably in part because we're commercial free, and that means we depend on other sources of funding. We look at state, we federal, corporate funding, all those are important.
But the single largest piece of the budget pie comes from you, our listeners. Your support makes a difference. It's really the backbone of our funding. That's not an exaggeration. So please make your pledge right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we don't charge you up front. You pay exactly what it's worth.
Oh, man, it's pledge drive again. I should change the station. They're not really talking to me. Someone else will pledge.
Don't change the station. Sarah, we are talking to you.
What?
Do you listen to WPR every day?
Yeah, every time I get into the car and every night when I cook dinner.
Do you rely on the news, information, entertainment that you get from WPR?
Of course I do. But you guys have people with more money who can make a big difference with their donation.
Actually, Sarah, you make a difference. Don't count yourself out. It's pledges from everyday listeners like you added together that make up the single biggest part of our budget.
Are you sure?
We are absolutely sure.
We're talking to you.
We really are talking to you. Don't make us come through the radio. Pledge now. Here's someone to tell you how.
You can go to WPR.org or you can phone 888-202-2552. Make your pledge right now during our year-end membership drive. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson asking for your support of WPR. And maybe your gift is $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose. That's the right amount.
Maybe you've been on vacation or your car radio didn't work for a while and you felt like something was missing when you couldn't listen to WPR for a while. And then when you got WPR back, you had that great feeling of familiarity.
When you see how happy you are to have that familiar feeling, to have familiar voices and programs back, that's when you realize how important WPR is in your life. The way to keep it here is to support us with your dollars. Make your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Judith, where are we?
We're making a little progress, but we're still looking for 18 more pledges in the next 20 minutes or so. Give to WPR to support the station you love because you know what? It really is your public radio.
Thanks if you've already given. If you haven't, you can help pay for those programs you enjoy by making your contribution right now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
You probably have a story or a memory about how you first became a WPR listener. Maybe you discovered us by accident and just never quite changed the station again.
Well, now's the time to create the story about how you first became a WPR donor. And it might start out like this. I was listening to WPR as usual today when Judith poked me a little bit with a request that I give some money. So I decided to do it. I went to WPR.org, and I was so happy. I also phoned. I phoned and made another contribution at 888-202-2552.
Well, we know it's a busy time of year, but you know what? Making your year-end gift will really only take a few minutes of your time. We have this down to a science. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. I made my donation online yesterday, and I don't think it took more than 2 minutes tops. You'll be done quickly. You'll have that great feeling of supporting the station and the programs that you've enjoyed all year long and that you're looking forward to in 2016.
18 more pledges to go in about 19 minutes, so about a pledge a minute, but Don't wait. If you've been waiting, here's your chance to support Garden Talk. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Put in a vote for Garden Talk.
And remember, this holiday season, you can support the radio you love and give something extra back. Ask for food for 20 when you give $5 a month, or food for 40 when you give $10 a month. You can do that quickly and easily, and it'll feel great at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're a sustainer, thank you so much. Make today the day you increase your support of WPR. Maybe you add $5 a month or whatever amount you choose. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552, and thank you. Great to have you along on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio as we take a look at gifts for gardeners and green living with Astrid Neuenhaus and Sonia Neuenhaus. It's wonderful to have them come by. Astrid, of course, is a senior scientist in the Department of Biological Systems Engineering and the Environmental Resources Center at UW-Madison. Sonia's is president of Neuenhaus LLC. Great to have them along. They come by every year, and we always have a lot of fun. I hope you'll join in with your questions, comments, or maybe you've got a tip for a gardening gift or a green living gift. We'd love to hear from that as well. And call in at 800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. We heard from Chris in Wisconsin Dells, who says, my sister gave me a beautiful journal, and it's from MRELLIEPoo.com. We can post that one up on our, we can probably put that up on our Facebook page. But Chris says journals really make for great gifts, and they're eco-friendly notebooks with elephant embellishments.
Yes, I think the paper from that company is made from a certain discarded thing from the elephant.
Interesting.
Is that right?
Yes, elephant poo.
Elephant, well, that's a new one on me. I can tell you that for free.
Journal is a great idea.
Yeah, I like the idea of a journal. And you have several magazine, there are magazine subscriptions and things of that nature in your list.
Yes. Something, Larry, I'd really love to talk about is classes.
Classes,
the
yes.
idea that not giving a thing, but giving an experience. And in UW Extension, I work with a program called the Wisconsin Master Naturalist Program. It's a train-the-trainer type thing, a little bit similar to Master Gardeners, where you take 40 hours of training, and then you give back. So here's the giving again. Mm-hmm. You give back to your community as a volunteer master naturalist.
Isn't that a wonderful idea?
And
it's a pretty new thing, too.
Yes.
It's only a few years old.
Here in Wisconsin, it's only a few years old, and there's 3 volunteer trainings already scheduled for next year, and I'm sure there will be tons more. There's one at Kohler Andre State Park in May. There's one in the Ashland Cable area in June. And there's one in September at Hartman Creek State Park in the Waupaca area. So these are volunteer courses to become a Wisconsin Master Naturalist volunteer.
And what great locations.
Yes. We'll definitely have more.
Oh, that is a wonderful idea. You have some gifts that caught my eye. Gifts in the $10 to $25 range that are pretty cool. And Sonia, you've got a mitt there.
Yeah, I have a bright
green. It looks like an alligator.
I have a bright green silicone mitt that Cecil gave me last year. And it has made my canning life so much safer and easier. So, and I'm so glad he bought me two. And this year when I did my canning, all you had to do is literally put your whole hand in the water to grab things. There's none of this like tricky, is it going to fall off? Because the mitt is totally protects you from the boiling water.
And it's grippy.
And it's grippy, yeah.
So he got these at Orange Tree, but you can get them probably at any of your, you know, kitchen stores or maybe even Ace Hardware. And you know what? This year they sell one that looks like Darth Vader, or it's like a Darth Vader
because of the Star Wars movie.
Oh, sure.
So I think it's called like thinkgeek.com maybe. But we have that on the list. So if you have a Star Wars gardener,
and that's
peony
in that
lover,
$15 to $25 range.
Yeah, and getting back to that gift of classes, the Driftless Folk School has so many great classes, and our friend Heidi is actually teaching one this Sunday, which is already full, about some healthy cookies. But that's a great way to give a gift of an experience.
I love those ideas. Now you've got. One thing, I've tried this before, and it's never worked, but it's been a long time since I've done it, and that was, I tried to raise my own mushrooms, and it didn't work, and I think I just didn't water it right or something, but there's, you've got an organic mini mushroom farm.
Yeah, I saw that at the Madison Greenhouse store, but again, you could probably get that at other
Ace Hardware and some of the other places.
Something. Yeah, but fun, and you know, mushrooms are so healthy.
I was thinking, you know what? It's only $20.
Yeah, go for it, Larry. Grow your own mushrooms.
Grow my own mushrooms again. Trying again. I think of the mushrooms I grew that, and this is a long, long time ago. It's probably a lot better. I think I got like 3 mushrooms out of the whole thing.
Oh. You can also buy a shiitake log.
Oh, I like shiitake mushrooms.
Just a section of a log that's already been inoculated with the spores. And then I'm looking for where that is from on our list, but I know we've got it down here. That would be fun.
You know, my friend Erica took that naturalist program last year in the Kickapoo Reserve.
Oh.
And, you know, she volunteered, and now she's still working on the project that she volunteered with. So it's really
successful.
What
kinds of things do you cover, Astrid? You're involved in this.
Yes, it's a curriculum of 8 different topics, things like geology, botany, how to work with volunteers. I mean, how to teach.
So social skills type of thing.
Water issues, just a huge broad range. It's a wonderful, wonderful way to learn about the natural history of our state.
And do you have, are there any basic requirements or just be interested?
A love of nature.
And a promise to volunteer.
You have to volunteer. But you're going to go back and volunteer wherever. You know, the other day we were talking about the Wisconsin, the Wildlife Phenology Calendar, and you've got a copy of it.
Yeah,
this is a cool one.
This is a stunning calendar, the Wisconsin Wildlife Phenology Calendar. And it's in the cheaper range, in the $13 range from the UW Extension Learning Store. And each month has pictures of birds. This year's topic is habitats for birds. Unbelievable photos. And the fun thing about this calendar is on each day, it says the event, the natural event that's happening. So here I've just opened it to March 11th, which it says yellow-bellied sapsuckers begin to arrive.
Aww.
Oh,
we should look up what today's date is.
Let's look up December 11 and 12 and see
Talk
what we've got for the 11th and the 12th.
Well, and I found some homemade or USA-made from Michigan ash clothespins that I wanted to suggest because now you know how it's more popular to dry your clothes outside.
Yeah.
Not use the energy and coal plants. So why not get some really good quality clothespins? So we have that website, allamericanclothespins.com.
Another good thing. And you made a gingerbread house, too.
I did. I'm sort of addicted. My obsessive house-building personality comes out in the form of a gingerbread house. So that's another one. In an A-frame. Yeah, you could actually make a gingerbread house for somebody or have people over. So what I did is I had 2 friends over. I bought all the ingredients. It's a complete edible gingerbread house with...
Mine would probably look like a box.
And we made A-frames because they're much simpler to make.
Yeah, A-frame's a good idea. I like that. Yeah. And so, okay, now what's the 11th and the 12th?
So we are supposed to look for mink slides, where mink have been sliding around in creeks and waterways. That's the phenology event for the day.
Oh, I love that. I love that very much. Astrid Neuenhaus and Sonia Neuenhaus, our guests today here on the Ideas Network. You can join in with your questions, too, at 800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. It's so much fun to have them come by and visit. And it's always great to have Judith Sears-Poisson stop along as well. She's here because this is our year-end membership drive here on Wisconsin Public Radio. You count on WPR for in-depth talk on the issues, and we count on you to keep these discussions going strong. So I hope you'll make a gift now. Make a gift that makes a difference at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
You know, I just have to say on the gingerbread house topic, a couple people posted on my Facebook page, gingerbread version of Falling Water, the Frank Lloyd Wright masterpiece. Beyond my talents, I can assure you. But I think if Sonia ever wants to branch out from those A-frames.
Oh my goodness.
It was beautiful. It was really beautiful. And someone pointed out that the roof was sagging just like in a real Frank Lloyd Wright building. So, but back to the moment at hand, which is that we are looking
Speaking
of gifts, we are looking for 13 more pledges in the next 10 minutes, a little less than 10 minutes. So please, give to WPR to support the station you love. It's your public radio.
Thanks if you've already given. If you haven't, help us pay for those programs you enjoy by making your contribution right now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
And you know, this edition of Garden Talk with Sonia and Astrid Neuenhaus is such a great example of the information and entertainment that you get each and every day on the Larry Mueller Show. It's this kind of really useful information that's provided in such an entertaining and engaging way. Information that you can share, information that is so kind of part and parcel of living in Wisconsin and all of the great things that means. You don't get a show like this anywhere else. And this show is possible, pledge by pledge, only on listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. So please give now. Show your support for Garden Talk at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we have about 5 minutes now to reach 13 more contributors. So tell you what, this is the time to do it. If you haven't already contributed, please do it now. And when you contribute, you can ask for the food for $20 when you give $60 or the food for $40 when you give $120 or more. Your thank you gift will provide meals to a Wisconsin food bank near you. Do two good things at once with your pledge at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
I prefer more balanced conversation. That's what took me to WPR. When I got there, I found a whole host of programming that interests me. Gardening shows, home improvement shows, humor shows, word language shows, things that just grab my interest and grab my attention. It's not just one thing. We had been giving on an annual basis for years. I didn't want this to be an annual decision, and I think that's where we decided to make the change and become sustaining members. It was a statement of values as much as a statement of financial commitment. I'm Bruce from Brookfield, Wisconsin. I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too.
I hope you'll join Bruce and contribute right now in support of the programs you count on. A vote for Garden Talk here. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. And maybe your gift is $5 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. Well, I had someone gave a $100 a month gift 2 days ago, as a matter of fact, on this show. But we appreciate the $5 a month gift or the $100 a month gift. It doesn't really matter. We count on you for your gift.
You connect with Wisconsin Public Radio for information, for great conversations, and for entertainment. Sometimes you get all three at once on shows like Garden Talk. 9XM leadership gifts of $100 a month or more are critical to supporting that connection for you and for others across the state.
So I hope you'll keep our connection strong with a leadership gift. Maybe you can do it at $100 a month or more at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552. We're moving along. We've got eight more to go.
Eight more to go in the next 4 minutes or so. You know, sometimes you want to listen to WPR, but you're not near a radio. Well, you know what? That's okay. No problem, because you can listen online from anywhere in the world.
at WPR.org. You check out information about your favorite shows or guests you've heard. You listen to audio archives of past programs. Your pledge helps support all those services.
Another thing you can do at WPR.org is make your donation. So do that now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Still looking for 8 more pledges. Now it's 7 more pledges in the next 3 minutes or so. Give to WPR to support the programs you rely on.
Thank you if you've already given. But if you haven't, the time is now. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Just takes a couple of minutes to do it. You answer some basic questions, your name and address, the amount of your gift, and how you'd like to pay it.
It's so easy. That's it. Make that first donation to WPR now. You'll feel so great about it and about listening afterwards. Many first-time donors give $5 a month, but the amount is totally up to you. The important thing is to pledge now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Looking for 6 more pledges.
6 more. Maybe you're saying to yourself, I'll pledge next time. Well, this is it. Today is your last chance to pledge your support for this show during the membership drive. So don't delay. Join the community of people who've come together to make great radio. Pledge now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
5 more pledges to go, about 3 minutes to do it. We can absolutely get there with your help. And how can you help? You can make your gift right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you can ask for the food for $20 when you give $5 a month or the food for $40 when you give $10 a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
If you're not already a sustainer, think about becoming one right now. It's so easy, and those convenient ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card are easy for you, and they're a great source of funding for us. You can set that up right now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Well, Mary from Madison said, I'm retired, but I love listening to Wisconsin Public Radio. She's contributed. How about you? Your gift is very powerful. It really makes a difference. I hope you'll join in at 1-888-202-2552 or go to WPR.org and make your contribution.
Again, that's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 4 more pledges to get in the next couple minutes. You can help us make this goal.
You definitely can. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Garden Talk. I'm Larry Mueller with Judith Sears-Poisson. You're back again.
I snuck back in. I know.
What are you doing here?
Well, I don't want to take any more time away from Astrid and Sonia because I know they have so much to share about green garden, green living and garden gifts. But I wanted to let everyone know that just for this half hour, so this challenge ends at 12:30. We have a $2,500 challenge from an anonymous 9XM Leadership Circle member in Green Bay. So it's a dollar-for-dollar match. $2,500 for this half hour only. So I wanted to make sure people knew that they could go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and take advantage of that really generous match.
And that's a match. So if you give $100, it turns into $200.
Exactly.
So please do it right now. And stay listening, of course, because Astrid and Sonia aren't going anywhere. They're with us right now to talk about gifts for gardeners and green living. And Astrid, you've got a couple of cool ones.
This is something really cool. This year, the company called Who's Organics is offering the very first USDA certified organic holiday tree or Christmas trees. So the farmer, whose name is Amy Mink, a woman farmer, she has a farm in the Sauk City area where you can go and cut a live tree, which is certified organic by the Midwest Organic Services Association. She also sells them potted, so you can have a fresh potted tree. And Sonia, didn't you get one of these?
Yeah, the Viroqua Food Co-op had them this year for the first time, so of course I had to buy one. And they look sort of like that beautiful Scandinavian Carl Larson tree.
Oh.
Is there a website, Astrid, for her?
It's Who's Organics, WHOSEORGANICS.com, whosorganics.com. And you can also call Amy. Her number is on the website, but I'll give it here, 608-217-4698.
There we go.
Yeah, super cool.
Super cool. You know, we put up another Cheyenne did the work, of course. I just
Cheyenne's
sit here and
awesome.
Gab while Cheyenne does the work. She put up another photo from you, Sonia, on our Facebook page. And it's a clever nesting box made by Timber Ridge. Birds come and gather
the wool. So, yeah, I'd never seen this before, but it's beautiful. So imagine putting it sort of looks like a birdhouse. But instead of putting feed in it, bird seed, you put wool. So some old wool scraps, and then they use that as nesting material.
It's really cute.
Yeah. Oh, that is such a good idea.
Yeah, you could maybe make it yourself, too, or you could buy it at the Madison Greenhouse store, or go maybe Timber Ridge has a website as well.
Oh, I love
that. So you're providing nesting material for the birds.
But, you know, getting back to donating to WPR, there's also, you know, more very affordable, simple gifts to make, such as my friend Tanya, who teaches at, or who's a dean at La Crosse. She said, at Western, excuse me, she told me about simple syrups that she makes. And there's this very simple cold press simple syrup recipe that we have a link to. And all you do is you have two part sugar, one part water, and then you infuse, you just put something you'd like mint, let's say, or cardamom, or lemon and ginger. And you put that in the refrigerator, and then you could then... You let it steep, if you will, for a week or two. And then you just put it in some nice little jars, and you could give that, and you could make a little label and say $10 went to WPR.
Oh, I love that idea.
And here's your syrup. Here's your simple syrup for your, you know, your lemonades or your cocktails.
Or that cherry bounce. Remember last year we were drinking cherry bounce?
Oh, my. Yes. I've almost forgotten.
Yeah. So just think about spending less money at the store and giving more to WPR.
Now, one thing that, one thing that I've done in the past, and I haven't done it for a few years, the last time I did it, I was too messy. Jalapeno pepper jelly. You ever made that?
No, I haven't.
Oh, did you use gloves? You can, it can really be hot.
The problem was it really got sticky, and I had the jelly was, it's a wonderful jelly. Mm. And then you give it, and you have some Philadelphia cream cheese or some cream cheese of some sort, and crackers, and so you put the cracker, the cream cheese, and then a little jalapeno pepper jelly on top.
What color was that jelly?
Green.
It was green. Huh. Okay.
Bright green.
Could put a red ribbon around it.
Perfect, festive
thing
for this time of the year.
So here's
what are you
a magazine
there?
That I'd like to share because I'm a magazine junkie. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Cecil. I know we just have them all over the house because I have lots of subscriptions. But this one is new that I really like that our neighbor Kelly shared with us. It's called Organic Life. And it's like a reinvention of another Rodale Press magazine. And so this is new. And for this year, since it's a new magazine, it's just $15 a year. So think about giving the gift of, you know, information all year long to somebody that has everything. You don't know what to give them. So,
I like that idea. Yeah. Maybe I'll have to see if I can interview the editor of that.
Oh, yeah. And it's not just gardening. It's about wellness and house, you know, they have house improvement ideas and food.
And Cheyenne was reminding me another cool featured gift is the peace wreath planter.
Oh, that's
planter.
So pretty. It's a tabletop metal form that is in the shape of a peace sign, peace symbol, and then you plant it with succulents. And you wouldn't even have to plant it. You could just put evergreen boughs in it. Mm-hmm. And just really, really pretty.
We got an email from Bob in Minocqua who said, I've just received the Kaufman Field Guide to Nature of the Midwest. It's a great book, less than $20, and it would be a great gift. So that's one day.
Oh, I don't know that book.
I don't know that one either. There's another person I might want to interview.
Lisa Kivarist has a new book called Soil Sisters, A Toolkit for Women Farmers. And that's a fantastic book. There's a lot of women farmers in Wisconsin, and like Amy Mink, the holiday tree grower, Christmas tree grower. And Lisa directs the Rural Women's Project for Moses.
So she is a wonderful person. I've, in fact, interviewed her about that particular, about the book. And
they're productive authors. They have so many books out now.
Yeah, they also have Homemade for Sale, set up a food business. That was new this year, too, wasn't it, Larry?
Yes. Yes. I think, we talked about that.
Yeah.
We talked, I talked about that with her husband, at the, as a matter of fact. So it was her partner. That was great. We have a comment from Chris called in. Think about making bottles of homemade liquors. They make good gifts for people who are gluten-free, who can't drink from liquors from the store. Now, I don't know where you get the...
Well, the
like, recipes.
Like the cherry bounce, we infused the fruit into vodka.
Yes.
And it worked really well, and this year we upped our production.
And it's so easy to do, too. I mean, you just pour vodka over cherries, and then you just buy some cute little jars to put them in and give it that as a gift.
I got a whole gallon 1 year.
Oh, my gosh. You have good friends.
I supplied the cherries.
Gallon?
I supplied cherries for many more than a gallon's worth. And my share was a gallon of bounce. And boy, and you're right. It's simple to do.
Yeah.
And you don't need a gallon of cherries or a gallon of cherry bounce, to be perfectly honest. But boy, is it ever good.
There's a new fruit tree book that I'd like to share. It's called Grow a Little Fruit Tree by Anne Ralph. $14 through Story Publishing. And why I like this is, you know, we live in a prototype Neuenhaus home where we give tours of sustainable living in our furnace-free home in Viroqua. And it occurred to me that maybe I should try to prune some cherry trees and some other trees to be very small trees to fit in our little yard.
Yeah.
And that just reminds me that I should share my contact information because it's changed and it's so simple.
Oh,
it's just Sonya, S-O-N-Y-A, at neuenhaus.com, neuenhaus.com. And I give tours of our house, and so people could email me and ask when the next tour is.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And Cheyenne's probably got... has your address up on our Facebook page, I'm hoping.
Sure, in Viroqua, yep. That's on our list, our four-page list of gifts. We have both my sister and my contact information.
You can get a lot of fruit from a small tree, Sonia. That'll be really fun.
And I wonder who I could ask in my family to help me with
I don't
how
know,
to
is there anybody
and...
that ever spends any time with you at all? Or
I just have to poke her to come to Viroqua and help me.
You know, something that I bought for myself, and actually it's 2 years ago now, so I've had 2 years of work, of use of an electric lawnmower, and I wanted to skip ahead to some of the gifts that you have on the list that are more than $100. And that electric lawnmower, I really like it.
Yeah, there's been a lot of improvement in battery design and battery storage, and that would be a wonderful gift.
But do look up the reviews, because we've bought two over the years, one for our house, and then we brought one up to Madeline Island, and I forget which brand, but one works great. It's red. I think it's Toro. And the other one doesn't last as long. The battery doesn't last as long.
Oh, well,
yeah, look up the reviews.
I've got one with a cord.
Oh,
Larry, you got
that's old. Yeah, you need somebody to get you one.
No,
Astrid,
it
do you want to
great.
Talk about that mulcher that we found, the leaf mulcher?
Oh,
that was cool.
Yeah, to chop up your leaves to make mulch. This one, it's called the Worx leaf mulcher, W-O-R-X, like Worx. And what's different about it is there's no blade. It's a string trimmer technology.
Oh,
so
and picture,
safer.
It looks sort of like a grill.
Yeah, so it's the size of a grill.
It's the size of a grill.
Easier.
And it looks like you can fold it up, and then you just put a garbage bag under it to collect the mulch. And that's such a healthy mulch for your
garden. Well, that's one I haven't heard of that one. Well, what...
We're here to give you new ideas, Larry.
Yes, you always do. And I like... you had on the list a rain barrel. And I like that idea there. And those run somewhere $100 or $200.
Or you can get a relative to make you one. Astrid made me one once. She found, she went to a...
I went to a dairy and got a food-grade plastic barrel. It has to be food-grade.
Oh.
And then I made a wooden lid for it and cut a hole for where the downspout goes. And you can also get a diverter to make it so that you don't have to deal with the overflow when there's too much rain. So, yes, great idea.
that is, and you've got a metal fire ring. That's another one that I hadn't.
That was kind of cute, and that's from a website. There's a website called Wisconsin Made that lists a whole ton of products made right here in the state, which we like to promote local and promote Wisconsin.
And there's another website called Something Special, and that's also items made in Wisconsin, like pickled herring, for example.
You know, I've got those. I'm on their list, and so I get emails from them. Mm. From both those, and I look forward to them every single time. Oh my gosh! And all these are all of these gifts. Plus, we didn't even cover a quarter of the gifts that are listed on the list put together by Astrid and Sonia Neuenhaus. If you go to our Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show, you will find that information. It's always such a pleasure to have Astrid and Sonia come by.
Thanks so much, Larry and Judith.
Thank you so much. This is really fun.
Oh, it's always a lot of fun, and it's always fun when Judith shows up. She's the party gal, I tell you that for sure.
Well, you know, Larry, I had a big birthday this week, so I'm in major party mode. Yeah,
it was one of those...
Milestones, they
milestone
call them.
Years.
I'll say it. I'm 50.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's... And if you looked at her, you'd never think 50. You'd think
true.
A lot younger.
Big smile.
Welcome to 50s, Judith.
Thank you. I've been getting a warm welcome from people.
And we'd like to give you a warm welcome, too, when you call in with your contribution at 888-202-2552. Or if you don't want to talk to us, you can go to WPR.org and make your contribution during this year-end membership drive. Really important.
And last hour, we heard from 30 new and returning members. Thank you so much for those pledges. Well, the exciting thing is that right now we have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $2,500. This generous match is from an anonymous 9XM Leadership Circle member from Green Bay, and we are $2,000 on the way, so we have room for another $500 in matching.
So make your contribution right now. It's a way of encouraging you to join and supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. You kind of double your support for the programs you love. So please give now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
I am totally confident that you've been enjoying the conversation today with Astrid and Sonia Neuenhaus. This program is such a perfect example of the interesting, informative, sometimes quirky conversations we have on this show.
Now, take a few minutes to make this program and many more programs possible. Just choose a gift amount that works for you, and then go ahead and make your pledge at WPR.org or... phone 888-202-2552.
And besides calling right now and taking advantage of that generous matching pledge, don't forget that during this year-end membership drive, we have a special thank you gift. You can ask for food for $20 when you give $60 or food for $40 when you give $120, and that goes to support regional food banks, helping people in need facing hunger in your own communities.
You, and better yet, break these amounts up into monthly sustaining gifts. Go that route of go $5 a month or $10 a month. Your thank you gift will provide meals to a Wisconsin food bank near you. And I think that's really, that's very cool. You can get started right now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
Public radio has enriched my life in so many ways. When I was a new mother back in the 1990s, and I became hooked on Wisconsin Public Radio. I've been an avid listener, and each day of my life is enriched because of the depth of the topics offered, the balanced dialogue that the hosts and the guests both offer. The Ideas Network makes me a better mother and a better citizen, and I'm so thankful for it.
P- Pledge at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson, asking for your support of WPR during our year-end membership drive. And maybe your gift is 10 or 20 bucks a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
When you listen to WPR, you can be assured that we always have your interests at heart. We can continue to serve you and the community because of the support we receive from members, including more than 600 members of WPR's 9XM Leadership Circle.
9XM members support WPR with gifts of $1,200 or more every year. That's $100 a month. To make this leadership gift, just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Here's an interesting tidbit that you might not know. Master gardeners can get continuing education credit for listening to Garden Talk. That just goes to show what a valuable resource Garden Talk is to listeners like you. You can enjoy Garden Talk whether you're an expert or just getting started.
We have some of the best gardening resource people in the state right here to answer your question. And maybe it's about fruit trees or organic gardening or rose bushes or many other topics. So you can apply a little fertilizer to the program right now. Make your pledge of support at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
We still have a little way to go to take full advantage of that dollar-for-dollar match up to $2,500. It's in effect right now only for 5 more minutes. It's a great time to pledge because an anonymous 9XM Leadership Circle member from Green Bay will double every dollar you give. But it's a real challenge. We have to meet this in the next 5 minutes. It's their way of inspiring you to support WPR. So double the impact of your pledge right now. How often do you get an opportunity like that? You can do it right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
No matter what's going on in your own life or in the news, we are always here for you, WPR is. You can count on us for programs that are both enlightening and entertaining.
And it's a two-way relationship. We're here when you need us, and you step up with the support that makes it all possible. So step up right now. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You have become a regular listener to Wisconsin Public Radio. That's an important step. Well, here's the next step. Become a financial supporter.
The step from listener to supporter is easy. Decide how much you'd like to give, maybe $5 a month as a starting point, and then make your pledge. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
There are so many important and interesting issues covered on the Ideas Network. You rely on these discussions on WPR, and that's why your gift during our year-end membership drive is so important.
Help us have a strong finish to 2015 so we can continue to bring you the issues and talk in the months and years to come. So make your year-end gift right now. Still a little room on that generous challenge match. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And after you've made your donation to WPR, another way you can help is by telling your friends and family about it.
Whether you use social media, give them a call, mention it when you see them, just letting them know that you support WPR will plant that idea in their minds. So make your gift first, WPR.org, 888-202-2552, and then let your friends know how good it feels when you support the station you enjoy every day.
Our dollar-for-dollar match actually still in effect. Give now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Support us right now with your contribution.
A member says, I've listened to WPR for years and can't imagine not having its insightful, enlightening, and entertaining shows available. I'm proud to help prolong and expand it in Wisconsin. Well, thank you so much. And if that sounds like you and your listening habits, give now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
A donor from Chicago said, you guys make me the smartest person in the room. A lot. I love you. Well, thank you for that. It's a wonderful. Well, you know, I learn so much, not only on this program, but on all the other programs that we have. It's just such a wonderful service for me. I've always said, well, I'm pretty good at cocktail parties. I know a little bit about all kinds of things, and I've learned them on Wisconsin Public Radio. What about you? If you haven't given yet, here we are. We're running out of time, and there's still a little chance there to get in on doubling your pledge. Go right now to WPR.org. That's WPR.org, or phone 888-202-2552.
If you're a last-minute kind of person, this is the last minute.
This is the last minute.
www.wpr.org or 888-202-2552.
And thank you.